Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce.
The show that was...
The show that was almost called K-Cups with Ro-Ro. It's getting hot in here. You can call me... You could call me Ro-Ro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here, as always, next to me, my man, the blue-eyed Barbadian, JoJo.
Oh, I am getting so hot.
You've got like the nice ruddy face. I went for see what I did with the lights in the back.
I saw it. I was going to ask if it was because of this.
Oh, because we're on fire today. We're doing some hot sauce and we're going to listen to some fire raps over our fire beat.
I am so fucking excited. This is months in the making.
A winner will be crowned. A ice maker may be sent out to that winner if they so decide they want it. Other prizes will
be
sent out.
They're getting it. We're looking up their address. We're going to dox the winner. We will find you and you will have this ice maker.
Oh my goodness. Well, it is going to be a big night. JoJo, just real quick business. I mean, I wanted to show you where we're at. And we don't take anything off the board until we do it.
That's right.
Which means next week we're definitely going to take that Charman off. You see that next to Phoebe Cates right there?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. That's leaving. So that's really exciting. So there's going to be more dreams come true. And this is where we're at.
Wow. Okay. I mean, yeah, for those who missed it last week, this is still looking pretty nice. It is filled out. I got to say,
when Charmin's on there,
that's going to look nice because right now, as I mentioned before, that buzzball tree moving over here really brightened up the room like a real Christmas tree. But it's kind of looking like now, like when you put the undecorated tree in your living room and you maybe wait a few days, maybe a couple of weeks before you decorate it. It's looking a little bare, and I think I'm excited. I'm excited to throw some stuff at it here.
I feel you. I feel you. We were, speaking of buzzball, we were just real quick, we were getting some, what was I doing? Oh, you know what I was doing? I got on, I don't know what I was doing on our SoundCloud. I needed something, but I saw the numbers for the buzzball Christmas episode through the roof. Thank you all so much for
tremendous.
Joining in on that action. Super tremendous. I was like, JoJo, you got to check that out right before the show. We haven't even gotten to talk about it. It's pretty bananas, right?
It really is. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's fully like double a normal episode. It was beautiful to see. And I mean, I know everybody maybe had a little holiday time. And that's just the podcast listeners, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know. Hopefully you got to watch it in its glory in a stream, in a YouTube or Twitch.
YouTube. Well, I mean, we got a big night, JoJo. Are we just getting into it that quick? It feels, I don't know why, that feels a little weird to me.
It does.
I mean, your beard looks great, but that's a different podcast.
Your beard looks great. And that might be for this podcast, depending on how much you can collect in it as we
let's
dip
do
into
this
the sauces.
Let's do this on the count of three. Let's each look to our right just so we can give the viewers a profile. And then I'll say 1, 2, 3, and then we'll look to our left. Are you ready?
Okay.
1, 2, 3. I want to make sure. Oh, yeah, we are. Okay, we're in the sync. And now 1, 2, 3. And then back to front.
Very nice. I feel cleansed and ready to go.
Very
I have a question for you before we start.
Yeah.
Because we didn't really talk about this last year, but now we're a couple weeks into the new year. You got any beverage resolutions?
I'll tell you what one of my resolutions is not, and that is not to we talked a little bit last week about dry January. I'm not going dry. I've been silly with old fashioned since.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, embarrassingly, you know, as it turns out, I'm a big fan of that Four Roses small batch.
Yes.
I can't keep this stuff in stock at my house. I mean, oh, really? We're really tearing through it that quick. And we're not getting drunk or anything. It's usually one old fashioned a night. But wow.
And I mean, yeah, because that's a decent amount of booze in one of those, right? A couple of shots in there.
Something like that. And I'll tell you this, what I feel really good about. And listen, I'm open to trying other bourbons. We got some great ones over the holidays. Mm. We got some gift ones, some really good stuff that we've torn through. But once I got on the side of, you know, getting out of my comfort zone for a little bit, I really realized that Four Roses small batch is like, it's my jam.
It's the one for you. You found the one.
It is the one for me. And I'm just not going to mess with it that much anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I'm out and about, I'm going to have it. If I'm at someone's house, I'm excited to try a different one and whatnot. But like when I'm at the store getting something,
yep.
It's like a cozy slipper.
I love that. Slip it in. And I guess especially like if you're going to spend right like $30 on or wait, 25, $30, something in that zone.
It's like 36, I think.
36. Yeah. Okay. So right, you're not looking to step out and try something else in that price point at this point.
At this point, I really don't see a reason to.
I feel compelled to reflect for a moment mm-hmm. on the history of this show. And how you used to be banned from the Brown.
I was banned from the Brown.
It was a house rule.
Now my wife makes me a Brown drink almost every night. Sometimes she doesn't even ask if I want one. She just makes it and shoves it on me.
Man, I wonder though if just having one a night, if now you're developing a tolerance for it, like a poison, you know, no, you're just having a little bit where someone could try to make you rage off of it. And they would never get the Hulk out of you.
This is what it is. I'm going to be real with you.
That's all I ask.
Yeah. That's all I am with you too, by the way.
Be so weird. Tonight, you revealed some alternate version of yourself. But I'd be here for it, especially through this podcast.
No. The thing is, as I've gotten older, I really have found my sweet spot with the amount of booze that I can handle and feel good in the moment. And then also, more importantly, good the next morning / day.
Yes.
And I really don't go outside those lines that much. Like maybe a holiday party, I'll go outside those lines. But besides that, I really have the control that no one on this earth would have thought I would have, at any point, if you knew my history, mm-hmm. especially in my 20s, if you will. So I don't know what it is. My dad's kind of like this. He can have like one drink. That's all he needs. That's all he wants.
Yes.
And I've just grown into it and I'm very happy. And, I've proved myself time and time again that now my wife lets me drink brown liquor again. Cause there was a time when I would drink too much and I would throw keys into the street thinking it was funny. I would magic marker stuff all over my naked body, funny
your
messages,
own body.
My own body, you know, kiss random girls in front of my wife, which we talked about on our other show recently. That's a bad, hilarious memory, but you know, but I've earned it. All I'm saying is I'm here to tell, live to tell, and I've earned back the brown liquor.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much.
You really grabbed the ring. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 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 Great. So your resolution is to drink more regularly.
No. Drink responsibly, regularly, if I choose.
Okay. So. All right.
Yeah.
No one's going to tell you how to live is your point. Except you.
That sounds aggressive,
though, doesn't it?
But it's
makes
not
it sound like
it's not. That's not my vibe for this new year. But I appreciate the sentiment. What about you? Where have you landed in the new year with bevs or, you know, hot sauce or, you know, or something adjacent.
I mean, I really am excited to introduce a new hot sauce. I feel like I do need a new home base. I need a new daily driver.
Yeah.
My 6-year-old is into Tabasco, which I'm loving.
No shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Puts it on mac and cheese, that kind of thing. So we're
how much are we talking?
He lets me do. He prefers if I add it, and I'm doing. He's got say like a you know a portion like that. I'm doing about 6 or so dabs on there.
Nice.
Yeah, that's trying to keep it
respectable for a 6-year-old.
Yeah. Jeez. It's pretty. That's pretty fun. But as a result, I think because then that's like all we have around. I then am like, and I've been making my way through that. One of those habanero hot sauces that we did on the show earlier.
Yeah.
It's solid, but I need something else. I need something a little more pizzazz.
Yeah. I bought 2 bottles of the hot ones. They're standard, but the garlic Fresno version.
Mm.
And I really kind of plowed through it so fast that I might need a break from it. So I'm hoping we find a new win tonight.
That sounds so good. And I think otherwise my thing is
what is your thing?
My thing, it's also bourbon related, but it's like I think it's more just like trying a bunch out and kind of okay. If I see it and it looks good, I'm buying it.
Okay.
Like I think I used try to really like out. Hem and haw about it or poke around or just sort of whatever, but like yeah, trying some things on, you know? Mm. I found a bottle of Eagle Rare the other day. That was
for like that's fun.
$40. And it's good. It's serious. It's pretty intense. I was surprised by that, but it was it's good so far.
Is it not as good as the hype?
I'm not loving it as much as the hype. I'm not blown away. And I feel like my home base right now is Buffalo Trace. Mm. That's been my go-to. And so now at this point, if I'm seeing that, I'm grabbing it.
I got some Buffalo Trace up at the cabin that I got I need to do a little personal shootout, little 4 Roses small batch and Buffalo Trace, because I got those going on. And I also have some Woodford.
Yes.
And that shit's good, too.
It's really good. I think it's a really solid one. That was that's what we were drinking over Thanksgiving. Yeah, solid times. Really good times.
Oh, well,
but that's
should
it.
Should we get into it?
Let's do it.
We've got all these snacks in front of us. Okay, before we get into it, let's set the stage of what we're doing. We're doing some Charman hot sauces.
Mm-hmm.
This has been in the works for a while because we've had person after person mention them. My first recollection, which I know is not the first time I think we came across it, but was when we had Joyer on the show.
That's right. That was my memory as well.
And then I feel like it got mentioned at least one time after, and also I feel like in my personal life, at least one time more. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, totally. Yeah, it definitely comes up, and I feel like it's even come up a few times, whether it's showing people the manifestation board or if you mention it. Oh, even when I bought it, I was up in Ojai.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was like the week before Christmas, and I was just like, oh, I need to get this. Like, I'm burning through this manifestation board. I got to find this while I'm here. I went to this like department store, like an old fashioned department store. So it's like kind of, you know, it's kind of like pricey home goods and stuff like that called Rains.
I know the one you're talking about. Yeah. Right there on the main kind of strip in town, right?
Totally. And like it seems like a fun place to go poke around, but I saw on the internet that they had it there. And so brought the kids to the playground with our friends.
Classic.
While they were with the kids, I ran across the street, grabbed these hot sauces, and then as soon as I brought it home, back to our friend's place, who because one of them had stayed behind, he was like, "Oh yeah, it's the best." Like he was just talking about everybody was super familiar with it. Obviously, it's local, but still, it's not like I don't know. You don't try everything that's local or have like an opinion about it, but nobody has ever said a bad thing or been like meh or. I feel like if you've seen it, you liked it. So like that is really inspiring, especially because I'm loving the branding on it.
Well, here's what's interesting. And let me pull some stuff up on the screen here. The website is bare bones, okay? And let me walk you through this. And my hypothesis is that this shit is going to be so good. And let me explain why my theory on the website. All right, $8 flat shipping on all orders. This is the landing page you get, charminbrand.com.
Charmin.
I go down here. It has your three, I think those are, we got like a little slideshow going on. Mm-hmm. It has some SCOVY awards that were won back in 2017. That's the homepage. You go to Shop Sauce. You've got your three mainstays, original, Verde, Caribbean. We also have Sriracha, Picante, Dos Locals. And I think some of these are like not all the time flavors. But this is where it gets crazy. Are you ready? This is the official website, okay? Let's go on original. Nothing, dude. Just
literally nothing.
No description. Nothing.
Not a thing.
So much that I was like, is this not the right site? But you want to know something? It is the right site. And if we go to contact here, let's go to the Char Man's Instagram, which is pretty fantastic. Okay. The Char Man, this is one of my favorite things right here. Not as good as it used to be, owner partying too much. This guy fucking lives and he makes some fucking bomb ass hot sauce is my thing. And it's so good. Look, it's on the Mash list. Gourmet hot sauces everyone needs to try. I have a feeling this is like so good. It's just on autopilot. And like this guy doesn't want it to get bigger than it is, because I think it could go so big. And he's like, no. What I got's good. I don't even have to put descriptions up on the website.
Yeah, go back to that jug. You saw the picture I'm talking about. The
lower?
They had the restaurant style, like a gallon jug of the hot sauce. I need a caption on that because it's somewhere in the...
Oh, here, right
there
here.
You go. Yeah.
You spoke, we listened. OG fans are going to have more ways to burn. Gallons, half gallons, and 10 ounce will be available at the farmer's market.
Whoa. That's sick because, I mean, also, like, especially for, like, a local brand and you're selling this at the farmer's market, like, a restaurant swings through and just like, yeah, we'll take 2 gallons of the hot sauce. It's going out on all the tables.
This guy's a fucking legend in Ojai, I think. Like,
I think he might be. Now, see, my friends who are locals there, they weren't like, oh, yeah, Tony. You know, like, they, because usually that's what happens, you know. Mm. And so they're very familiar with the hot sauce, but he didn't seem to at least be in their circle of folks up there. And I do feel like it's one of those towns where everybody knows everybody. Sure. I think he might be out partying
too much,
the world abroad, you know? What else is funny about this? Now, all these hot sauces, they all have a detailed description on the bottle.
An amazing description. And we'll read each description as we crack into them, right? That's what is crazy.
Like, to not even go like, yeah, we could copy paste that in here.
Okay, so what are we start? Are we starting original or ending original?
Start original.
Start original, for sure. All right, let's crack this open. I'm so excited. I got some chips and I got some, you know how I like to do with my cheddar cheese.
That's what I did too. Yeah, tell me about, what do you got? Show me your snack bowl.
It's like it's a plate. Oh, Jesus Christ. I got saltines, cheddar, and chips, tortilla chips.
I have almost the exact same array in bowl form. Tortilla chips, Ritz crackers, and some sharp white cheddar.
Okay, this original, the bottle's like, oh, by the way, we're going to listen to the fire beats. Oh, we're well done after we do this.
I also still had this case of
Freedom Beers
in the office here, which is an ice box. So I'll be drinking these at, probably about 59 degrees.
Okay, this has got some heat on the smell. It was like a foot away when I opened it. I could smell it. Ooh,
gum original.
All right, I'm going for it.
Oh yeah. Oh, I like this already. I love how they don't even say what chili's on here.
Oh, do you want to read the description? Ooh, it's got real heat to it.
Well, let me. Oh yeah, I like. It's kind of thick, shiny, a little gelatinous.
Okay, I'll read it. Mm. Whoa. Way more heat than I was expecting. Wow. In 1948, in Ojai, California... You all right there, bud?
I'm good.
An Ojai, California brush fire consumed a cabin occupied by a father and son. Oh, Jesus. Why do I feel like we've read this before?
I think sadly, we did when we first found it.
Sadly, the father died, and his disfigured son went into seclusion and madness. With his charred smell and appearance, his ghost has been terrorizing residents of the valley ever since. In 2006, we started fire roasting fresh habanero to create a sauce so hot and unique that it was worthy of the name Charman. So do you think this is like an Ojai lore or a lore that these people just made up?
Branding. 100%.
You do?
Mm-hmm. But I love it. I think if it was a real one, they would have name checked the cabin. You know?
Okay.
Or even the fire.
Okay, I'm going in for round.
Yeah. Love that hot sweet of habaneros. It's so good. But I have to say, like I said before, I've been on a habanero hot sauce kick.
Woo!
But boy, the roastiness of this comes through. It's sweet. It's kicking that other one out of the cupboard, but I'm excited. Oh, we didn't even talk about this. Mm. Now I've tried one. What one are you or were you the most excited about?
The original. But
this Caribbean one is calling my name. I want to save this one for last.
You know what's
so funny? I'm hoping this one's going to ride for me.
Normally, I would not be excited about the Caribbean hot sauce for some reason. Hmm. But, Jojo, I have a sneaking suspicion that might be my favorite of the night, too. I don't know why. I just have a feeling.
I'm excited for it.
This is really hot, actually.
It is. Did you try it on something other than cheese?
Yeah, I did just a chip and whole mama.
That's what hit me.
Let me ask you. So what is what would this be good for? I could see it on like, ooh, I'd love to do this with some carne asada fries. Oh my God, that would be good.
Oh. That would be so good.
Mexican food in general, I feel, would be good. Mm-hmm. Eggs? I don't know.
Oh, I'm into this on eggs. Absolutely.
I'm
going
to try it. But like, you know how like Tabasco is just great?
Uh-huh.
Is this getting too hot on eggs?
No, because this is exactly how I've been eating my habanero sauce lately. Mm-hmm. I make like a real quick breakfast burrito, which is just I'm scrambling eggs and cheese and just tossing it in a tortilla with some habanero hot sauce. And maybe if I've got some avocado around, I might toss a little bit of that in there. If we've got some leftover refried beans, I might smear them in there too. But at the very least, it's just kind of like a supersized breakfast taco with scrambled eggs, cheese, and the green habanero hot sauce. And I'm just doing dots along the way. So there's some in every bite, but it's not crazy.
And then
you're kind of trusting to that cheese and tortilla to like soak it up a little bit. And it works great.
I would like to say this. This very, very worthy of just the original hot sauce title, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't – there's no – there's no cute tricks with this hot sauce. It really does feel like a solid, solid original, if you will. Yep. I would be, if they had a version of this exact, like original, like light, where it wasn't quite as much heat.
Right.
I could see that being much more of a daily driver for me. But I think this is fantastic.
I'm wondering if that might be the Verde for you. Now, because they had picante as well, and the sriracha at the store. They had all five.
Yeah.
But this original three, these seem to be the staples, these ones.
Yeah.
And they were the ones I was still most attracted to. I'm really not interested in a sriracha. I would do a sriracha shootout. I think we did one long ago. I would do that with some small batch brands. But, like, it's not something I need, like, more of in my life. Yeah.
Okay, let's
boy,
shall we move on?
Yeah.
I'm trying to do the math on my cheese if I have enough cheese to do like a palate cleanser cheese bite.
Yeah.
I feel like that might be smart. Cuz that's some hot stuff right there.
Woo. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that was smart. Okay. Verde time. You want to read this one?
Okay. Billy Whack.
Oh, wait. Before we go any further, do all hot sauce, do a lot of them have xanthan gum in it?
I think so. It's a thickener.
Okay. So that's, you know? that's a pretty common ingredient.
I think it prevents it from being too loose, too watery, vinegary, like Tabasco, you know?
Yeah.
Billy Whack. This half-human, half-goat is said to be the creation of a World War II-era genetic experiment gone wrong. Sightings and attacks have been documented around the Aliso Canyon area of Ventura County, California, since the 1950s. The sauce you're holding was inspired by this legend. Four different chilies, garlic, and spices combined to create flavor of monstrous proportions.
Oh, God, let's go.
Let's go. Okay, there is the burn level on this, by the way, is a 3 on the little thermometer.
Oh, okay.
On the first one, it is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of 9.
All right, that makes sense.
Ooh. All right. I'm going chip cheese Ritz. That's going to be my rotation for each of these three. Mm-hmm.
Definitely bringing like a green verde sauce. I'm getting enchiladas vibe.
Mm-hmm. Kind of. So it's a sweetness of a little habanero, or maybe that's just hanging around in my mouth. You getting that?
I mean, I'm not sure.
I am having a hard time distinguishing. We probably should have gone in heat order. Clear my sinuses, that first one.
I gotta go chip. It's...
Mm.
It really is giving me like the classic green sauce. I mean...
Yep.
I don't know how else to describe it, really. It's
a little more complex.
Good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This could almost be like, ooh, I just got some heat though. I was going to say in like a dish, almost like a salsa to dip into. Maybe a little too hot, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I wonder if you could mix this in with some guac. I think this might be a good one for your carne asada fries as well. I mean, yeah. What goes wrong on a carne asada fry? Because sometimes if you got a big dish like that, you don't want it to be too spicy. You ever get them too spicy?
Oh, yeah. This is like a little... There is a sweetness to this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what do you think about... Do you ever make wings?
I haven't made wings.
I've never made wings. I'm kind of wondering if any of these would make a good wing sauce.
I think that first one could potentially be great. All right, I'm going another cheese and cracker. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
This one is great. These would be great gifts to give, but it's not touching the first one yet for me. That first one really wowed me.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I think I'm ready.
What's the heat level on the last one? Caribbean. What's the story on this one?
It's minus. It's one less than the first one. Okay. Just one. So it's a 6 out of 9.
Okay. Nice.
Okay. Oh, ingredients I caught. This has got some pineapple and mango involved.
Ooh.
This one's called Lugaroo.
Okay.
The Caribbean, known for crystal blue waters, rum, and a bloodthirsty vampire.
Hell yeah.
Disguised as an old lady by day, the Lugaroo reveals itself in the evening, emerging as a glowing vampire that stalks through the night. A taste of this sauce, and you'll agree that like the Lugaroo, beneath the surface lies the unforeseen. Mangoes, peppers, and spices mingle to bring you a hot sauce capable of waking the dead.
Oh, shit. Let's go.
Let's do it. Now I'm also going to Google the Lugaroo, if you know what I mean.
Ooh,
that sounds like
this has got, this
the way
got
British
a real,
people say masturbate.
This has got a real sweetness on it.
Oh, the Lugaroo is a real thing.
Really?
Yes. Oh, this looks awesome.
All right. I'm ready. Are you ready? Have you poured any?
No, I'm looking at the Lugaroo Wikipedia.
All right, I'm waiting for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
I might have poured way too much.
Dude, my nose is running. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. I got to give this one a shake, I feel like. Okay. Okay.
Oh, wow. That is fun.
That's too much. That's too much, but I'm doing it. Whoa.
Oh, wow.
That's bleeding interesting, isn't it?
Hmm?
Hey, it's pretty good. Okay.
It is definitely bringing the Caribbean vibes. There is like a... There's a sweetness that's not... I mean, I know it says there's pineapple and mango in it.
Yeah. It's something else.
It's something else, and there's almost like a minty quality to it. Does that make any sense to you?
Not really, but I like it.
I really like this. I don't know what it would be good with, though.
Yeah.
Wings, probably.
Yeah, I think you could... This could be a good one with fish.
Oh, interesting.
I'm going to say that. I think
I'm not a big
fish
guy.
You could put this on some fish tacos or some light, white, flaky fish. This would be bomb. There's something about the sweetness, though. It's kind of hitting weird. Like, I'm not sure what it is. I can't place it. It's not tasting quite like mango or pineapple.
Exactly. I mean, chilies, water, vinegar, pineapple, mango, sugar, onion, salt, garlic, xanthan gum, and spices. Woo! All right. I'm going to circle back on the original, but the temperature is really going up in here, and I have about reached my limit before it's going to get really hot once we start listening to these raps. Ooh, I'm going one
more. I'm
going
to keep dipping.
Though.
That's the problem.
What's that?
I'm going to keep dipping, and that's the problem. I'm going to keep going back to these while we're hitting
like
the raps. Now I'm thinking these are all real monsters.
Really?
The Billy Whack. The Billy Whack Monster, Weird California. It is an Aliso Canyon Road, Wheeler Canyon name.
Oh.
A local urban legend dating back to World War II. So that means this house story is real too? I mean, you know, a real legend. 1948, the Charman. I'm going to look it up. That would be awesome. Oh yeah, Charman. Right here in Weird California.
What?
The Charman is a real thing. At the Camp Comfort County Park.
No shit. All right, sorry listeners that we keep chomping. I gotta do one more bite though. This original is so goddamn good.
Whoa, this isn't even the only hot sauce.
That pays homage?
Oh. No, this is our guy, Chris Sutton. Charman is such a famous local legend. There's even a hot sauce named after him. They used to have just worse graphics. Created by Chris Sutton, Charman's Revenge Habanero Pepper Sauce. That must be what it used to be called. Dude.
Woo! Fantastic.
We'll share these weird California links. That's fucking wild. Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry for doubting you, Chris. Uh-huh. Yo.
Woo! Okay.
I gotta say.
Yeah. Say it.
All solid.
Yeah. To me, there's a clear winner, the OG.
Yeah.
Then I'm probably going to go, actually, I don't know. The other two are kind of a tie for me.
I feel you. I think I'd go with the Caribbean because it's so different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would just be one of those, like, craveable ones. You know, like, if you had it on something and it really worked.
I'm, like, really impressed. I'm really hyped about this original one. I gotta close the bottle. This is getting crazy.
Whew.
Okay. Well, we did that.
Oh my
Off
God.
The vision board next week. And now the moment that has been in the making for 2-3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready, Jodo? This is the first ever T-Bash rap contest, and me suspects the last T-Bash rap contest.
No, this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship between us and several listeners.
We were just hyping up our crazy buzzball numbers. As it turns out, only 4 people submitted raps for the rap contest. One of those people submitted 2 raps. So when we said the odds are in your favor to win this contest, Randy, I see you. We meant it. And, you know... we might have underestimated the amount of rappers in our audience, in our demo.
Yeah, I guess so.
But nonetheless, I'm thrilled that we did this. And also, now I'm like getting nervous if like there are ones that we missed or something. But I went through the email. You went through the email, right, yeah. Jojo?
We checked the Discord.
Check
this
the Discord.
This is what it is, people.
So here we are. We're about to play 5 different raps. There will be 1 winner crowned, and that winner gets all the goodies.
Do me a favor and don't tell me who they're by before we do it. Can you just number them, or will
Absolutely.
I see it?
Absolutely. No, you're not going to see them. That is totally fine. Let's do a quick volume check. You ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Bring it up. I need to higher my mix, yeah.
Okay. Hold on. I gotta bring it up. I can't see.
All right. Candace in the chat, thank you for bringing that 2023 optimism. I'm impressed that 4 people were brave enough to rap. You are so right.
I
do this show every week, and it took me like probably 10 weeks to work up the courage to just finally do it.
I see that.
So...
That's better.
That's
right?
What I'm talking okay. about.
Let's go. This is number 1. Jojo, I don't know if you have something you can take notes to keep
I do.
Track.
Oh, yeah.
I got that as well. This is number 1. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I got my Embreezy B Plus pen. I'm ready to take notes. Let's do this.
I'm just going to number these also. So just so there's no mistakes when we are revisiting. As I'm sure you're going to say, hey, play that one again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we're looking for here is fire flow, fire content, creativity, and show references, I think.
Yeah.
All points that we didn't ever say before, but I think everybody knew what we were looking for here.
Look, everybody gets a point for bravery. Thank you, Candace. You're right. The rest is up to fire flow, fire content, creativity, show references. Now, do we have a scale? Are we giving these number points like judges?
I think you and me should be doing that silently, sort of.
Okay.
I almost feel like you and me, we can say what we like, but I don't think let's...
I will, for my own benefit, do let's some
have a,
numbers.
Let's have a scale that we can both kind of be using as a guide.
Yeah, I'm going to do a... I think I'm just going to do a 5-point rating scale.
Okay.
Half points are allowed. And I'm just going to give people points in each of those categories. And then I think I'm going to total them up. And then maybe ultimately it's going to be gut check. If one is just hitting me, that's going to be our winner.
Okay. I'm doing... So what are our categories again?
Fire flow.
Yeah.
Fire content.
Yeah.
Which is different, by the way, from show references, which comes later. Creativity.
Yeah.
Is there any disqualifying content besides obvious?
We'll have to see if we cross it. Okay. I don't know. And then show references, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm feeling good. Are you feeling good about this system? I think this is pretty good, actually.
I feel quite good about it. Yep.
Okay. And we can listen to... Let's listen 2 times per one so we can digest it. And then if we need to circle back, we can circle back.
Great.
Now, listeners, a lot of these were sent in just the a cappella. And some people gave instructions of where to line it up. But other ones I had to just guess. If we needed to make adjustments on the fly, we can do that if they seem off, if that makes sense. But... and also, listeners, I haven't really heard these. Like, I just kind of lined up the beginnings of them. So this is really going to be kind of fresh for JoJo, completely fresh for JoJo, and like 80% fresh for me.
Love this. And also, Kim is asking in the chat, are either of the hosts in the running? And the answer is no.
Absolutely not.
No, this is our prize is mailing out this ice maker.
It really is.
It's really getting to listen to these. This rules.
The other thing, too, is... JoJo would win if he was. You would win if you were in.
Come on now.
No, I'm serious. Okay, let's do this. Number one, listener votes. If you're in the chat right now,
yeah,
you can throw down.
Absolutely,
there will be a time. Let's not sway anybody yet, though. You can comment.
Yeah, please
on
wait
them,
until.
But let's not throw your vote in until the end, and we'll ask for your guys' votes.
Love that.
Okay, here we go. First one, number one.
Drink too much coffee, so I'm seeing the future. Put in some liquid fiber, so I'm regular Ashton Kutcher. Shitting every day, proctologist says I'm a hottie. I tell her, nah, doc, I do it ice from a toddy. Dog, I'm dropping little green turds around the throne. My moms think I brought a Canada goose home. But that ain't it, I'm eating like a quacker. It's just coffee and watermelon, like Mrs. Snackers. That's right, y'all, J-Ball's illiterate. Ro-Ro and JoJo on the track. Shout out to my T-Bash fam.
Oh! Okay.
Holy
oh my God.
Crap.
I'm already feeling good about this. Just this whole concept.
Okay.
So this is my submission.
Oh, sorry. Okay. That actually we shouldn't hear because that says the name. Okay. I'm with you, Candace. That was hot. Now, this is one that I dropped in. Do you want to hear it without the beat for any words? I lost a couple words, or should we just play it back? I'm going to play it back with the beat a little lower in volume this time.
Love that. Okay.
So we can really focus on the words here.
Yes, I need to know what Ashton Kutcher is up to.
Okay, I'm making one note here. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go.
Drink too much coffee, so I'm seeing the future. Put in some liquid fiber, so I'm regular Ashton Kutcher. Shitting every day, proctologist says I'm a hottie. I tell her, nah, doc, I do it ice from a toddy. Dog, I'm dropping little green turds around the throne. My moms think I brought a Canada goose home. But that ain't it, I'm eating like a quacker. It's just coffee and watermelon, like Mrs. Snackers. That's right, y'all, J-Ball's illiterate. Ro-Ro and JoJo on the track. Shout out to my T-Bash fam.
Oh. I love it. Jesus.
There's one line that I'm not getting. I got to listen to the acapella. That's okay.
Yeah. Drank too much coffee, so I'm seeing the future. Put in some liquid fiber, so I'm regular Ashton.
Put in some liquid what?
Fiber, so I'm regular like Ashton Kutcher.
Drank too much coffee, so I'm seeing the future. Put in some liquid fiber, so I'm regular Ashton Kutcher. Shitting every day, proctologist says I'm a hottie. I tell her, nah, doc, I do it iced from a toddy. Dog, I'm dropping little green turds around the throne. My mom's thinks I brought a Canada goose home. But that ain't it. I'm eating like a quack. It's just coffee and watermelon, like Mrs. Snackers. That's right, y'all. J-Ball's illiterate. Ro-Ro and JoJo on the track. Shout out to my T-Bash fam.
I'm eating like a what?
Dog, I'm dropping little green turds around the throne.
I got this part.
It's before that.
Shitting every day, proctologist says I'm a hottie. I tell her, nah, doc, I do it iced from a toddy. Dog, I'm dropping little green turds around the throne. My mom's thinks I brought a Canada goose home. But that ain't it. I'm eating like a quack. It's just coffee and watermelon, like Mrs. Snackers.
I'm eating like a...
Maybe a Quackers?
Yeah.
Which is a duck?
I think so.
I accept. Okay, great.
Oh, number one, really good.
Great. Yeah, okay. I'm already might be abandoning my scoring system. I think I might just make some notes. Okay, great.
Okay, great. All right, number two, here we go.
Seven up Sprite or a Sierra Mist. Grab a chair, watch JoJo and Roro get pissed. Eggnog shootout and two Ford Locos. Catch me outside, I'm drinking peppermint cocoa. Pepper ice, no cubes, cause they're the lamest. Listen to these bars, you too can be famous. Stack the vision board. Iced tea spiked, we the T-Bash horde. I'm with Meg Myers and we drinkin' Chianti. Peter L. Harmon brews the yerba mate. That was a belch. All I gotta say is go fuck yourself. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
So no comments. I can't say anything, right?
No, you can say comments. I think I just, let's not give our hat too much because we really got to rate all of them.
You're
feel
right.
Like.
You're right. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay. No, I'll keep it to myself.
I want to hear that one again. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Seven up Sprite or a Sierra Mist. Grab a chair, watch JoJo and Roro get pissed. Eggnog shootout and two Ford Locos. Catch me outside, I'm drinking peppermint cocoa. Pepper ice, no cubes, cause they're the lamest. Listen to these bars, you too can be famous. Stack the vision board. Iced tea spiked, we the T-Bash horde. I'm with Meg Myers and we drinkin' Chianti. Peter L. Harmon brews the yerba mate. That was a belch. All I gotta say is go fuck yourself.
I like the little Busta rhyme, like, you too can be famous. Didn't that feel a little bit like that? That
was yes. Okay. I got my notes on that one. Are you ready for...
I feel ready.
Number three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here we go. Let's do this.
Okay, well, I finished both my nutcrackers on the beach. Now I'd like to taste yours, but my chill pipe won't reach. It was good, now we want to keep the good times going. Middle of November and it still ain't snowing. Party's not over, he's got everything you need. You're in luck, motherfucker, because he also sells weed. Put that in your chill pipe and smoke it.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
I need
wow.
that one again. I need
okay,
that one
go,
again.
Here we go.
So this is one, to be clear, this was sent with the beat already mixed in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, Well, I finished both my nutcrackers on the beach. Now I'd like to taste yours, but my chill pipe won't reach. It was good, now we want to keep the good times going. Middle of November and it still ain't snowing. Party's not over, he's got everything you need. You're in luck, motherfucker, because he also sells weed. Put that in your chill pipe and smoke it.
Okay. Okay. Incredible. I feel good about my rate, what I'm doing notes-wise on my rating.
Mm-hmm.
That was thrilling. Okay. Are you ready for four?
I'm ready.
Okay, number four. Here we go.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Big
old Pete, episode 47. Let me pour some yerba mate into this turvis real quick. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
The Bopo, me, Roro, and Jojo sipping cocoa in the Volvo. Sipping champagne till we're totally lame. Nobody's listening, right? But we're going insane. Mummy, ex, daddy, juice boxes, and Tang. Hold on, let me take a sip. How many other shows bring the hot sauce and the crackers? Beverage profiles with all these famous actors. Haters on an issue, but if you got something to say, hit the line 909-295-CAFE.
Okay.
Oh.
Hit me in the DM for that address for that ice maker or whatever.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. We got to hit that one again. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. A lot of pandering in this one.
47. Let me pour some yerba mate into this turvis real quick. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
No, don't call the Bopo, me, Roro, and Jojo, sipping cocoa in the Volvo, sipping champagne till we're totally lame. Nobody's listening, right? But we're going insane. Mummy, ex, daddy, juice boxes, and Tang. Hold on, let me take a sip. How many other shows bring the hot sauce and the crackers? Beverage profiles with all these famous actors. Haters on an issue, but if you got something to say, hit the line 909-295-CAFE.
Okay. Hit me in the DM for that address for that ice maker or whatever.
A lot of bravado.
Wow.
A lot of shout outs. I also have to say,
fuck,
we both ended with the voicemail number. And I need to be clear. I did not listen to this before I did mine. I don't know if we received it before I did mine.
I feel
I just want to, for any copyright issues out there, don't at me, lawyers.
Okay, let's go. Last one.
Round two. Big old Pete. Holiday verse. Let me mull this wine real quick. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Ho, ho. Chimney doors open slow. Santa's a no-show. It's gotta be Roro. Jojo on the roof in the sleigh too. Sipping Grey Goose.
Pour some eggnog that's 100 proof.
Get lit on Hanukkah. Light the candles and let's do this. Thin pour hypnotic that's bluish. Mix in the Hennessy and you know the result. That's a holiday incredible hope. Yeah.
You wouldn't like me when I'm jolly. That's a real recipe. You can really do that. Turn to green. Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Here's the deal.
Okay.
That last one's fire, but obviously we had two submissions from that one person.
Uh-huh.
The previous submission, submission number four, is the premier submission from that person.
That will be the voting.
That will be the voting one. So I'm taking the holiday one out, which was incredible, but I'm taking that out of the running.
I can't believe some of the references in here. It thrills me. Stuff I forgot we talked about on the show.
I'm tallying up my scores.
Dude.
Hold on. This is going to be crazy. Wait a minute.
Do we have to cut the ice maker in half?
Yes.
And send a piece of it.
What is...
Oh, we're apparently missing one from Randy.
Randy, where is it, Randy? I sent y'all way back. Randy, how did you send it? Because we're going to fix that right now.
Send it to Gmail.
All right, look up Randy's.
Pull it. Oh, my God. All right, here we go.
Yeah. Randy, I'm so glad you're here.
Got a shout out
I can't do
Roro
right
on
now.
This beat. I love the beat is great. I'm bopping to it every single time.
We
it's
made
coming
the beat
through.
Together, JoJo. This was a
come on now.
No, I'm being serious. What is I'm trying to do math here. What's Jesus Christ, I can't figure this out. I got it. Okay. It is so far very close race in my neck of the woods.
Randy, if you're by your email, forward it over to us. Because I am not seeing it in the Gmail.
Wait, 12? Wait, I'm so confused.
Wow.
Oh, wait, here we go.
Some heads. Oh, you really did numbers. I didn't. I bailed on that.
That's okay. That's okay. I have it. Well, we
got
to see what.
Got it.
What,
got it.
Up. You got the.
Sent it. He just sent it.
Okay,
hold it's on. It's in
let me,
there.
Let me.
You're right. You sent it back in November. Dang.
Are there any other that we've missed?
I pray not. Look, if you did send one to us and we didn't play it tonight, ping us. We'll come up with an alternate prize. I think you'll get a consolation prize, certainly. You know? Maybe.
How did I miss this one?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Wow. Let's, yeah, here for open
in.
Opening this. We know we got to listen to Randy's first, but we're going to open this up to some fan votes. I guess you guys know what number 6 will be, but it seems worth it. Maybe we'll remix the podcast episode and confuse people.
Okay, here we
the
go.
The beat is fire. It makes me want to do it again already. And I'm hoping this is inspiring people to step up and maybe even just like
I
want to
do
casually.
Like a prize for like $1,000 and see how many people do it.
That's what's up. Yeah. If there's a cash prize on the table, who's jumping
okay.
in?
Okay. I'm going to mute myself real quick. So okay. as to can you mute me actually? And then I'll just go like this to put me back on. Can you mute me?
Yep. Absolutely. All right. Now, I guess in the meantime, what we could do, we could take a little quiz, you know. There is a – let's see if I can share this from my screen here. We all know I've done great at this so far. If we – there is a BuzzFeed quiz called Which Hot Pepper Are You? And I think we'll do that. He wants to come back. He doesn't want to do the quiz. He doesn't want to do it. He's back.
Bring me back. Bring me
He's
back.
He's not even done. He's going to live mix it now.
Bring me back. Oh, my gosh. Randy. Okay. I've only listened to like 3 seconds. Let's
that was
go.
Enough.
That was enough. Levels are okay, I think. We can, if we, on second listen, here we go.
If we've learned anything on this show, there's only two types of people. There's chuggers and there's sippers. Is this beverage related?
We're taking a sip.
Sip, sip, sip.
What's the first liquid touch on your lips in the morning? You sip it.
Sip, sip, sip.
I think if I peed in my Yeti, sip it, it might ruin
sip,
the
sip,
Yeti
sip.
For me.
Your wife's breath smells. It's delicious.
The beverage profile.
Chug, chug, chug.
You're a chugger. Listen, probably they're hydrating.
I want to tell you right now.
Chug, chug, chug.
We're going to win an ice walk box.
Chug, chug, chug.
Got a water next to my bed that I chug the moment I wake up.
You chug that water.
Can there be 1,000 for creativity?
Oh, my God. I remember this. I remember you messaging us and saying, I'm sending a remix.
Oh, my God. Unreal.
I'm blown away.
Now,
blown away.
I'm blown away. I'm going to say this before we listen again. I hate to break it to you, but Randy, you're not going to be the winner because there's not enough rapping in this version.
Interesting disqualification.
However, this is the wild card submission that we needed. And I do feel like there might have to be some sort of bonus prize for this.
I do too.
Let's listen to one more time.
Run it back.
Oh my God.
Facts.
If we've learned anything on this show, there's only two types of people. There's chuggers and there's sippers. Is this beverage related?
We're taking a sip.
Sip, sip, sip.
What's the first liquid touch on your lips in the morning? You sip it.
Sip, sip, sip.
But I think if I peed in my Yeti, sip it, it might ruin
sip,
the
sip,
Yeti
sip.
For me.
Your wife's breath smells. It's delicious.
The beverage profile.
Chug, chug, chug.
The chugger.
Listen, partner,
they're hydrating.
I want to chug it right now.
Chug, chug, chug.
We're going to win an ice walk box.
Chug, chug, chug.
Water next to my bed that I chug the moment I wake up.
You chug that water.
Okay. You were pretty amazing that night, is all I can say, Randy.
You're on your fucking high horse is where you were.
Okay. All right, let's regroup. JoJo.
Okay.
I did some scoring.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I have two submissions that are tied right now for the for the prize. What's interesting is there is another one. Oh God. How are we going to do this?
We could rank them. We could rank them like a shootout.
Here's the thing. You really went into this blind.
You're right.
More so than me. Can I tell you what my top two are?
Yeah. Now, how about I just tell you if I disagree?
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
My top two are number one and number four.
Oh, all right. Okay. Great. Great.
Now, did you have another one that you would put?
Well, kind of like a shootout. I feel like two and three sort of split for me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And so I could see, like I often do, bumping one up as a result of that. I loved.
Now, are two or three in your contenders for the top prize of the night, though?
I think I have a winner.
But you're not answering my question there. Was two or three your winner?
No.
Okay. That's what I need to know.
Yeah. I hate to be this guy. I loved all of these. These were fucking awesome. I loved, I feel like number one might have been a little too scatological to take home the beverage wrap prize, but I loved it. I thought it was great. Love the Canada Goose line.
Yep.
Obviously love a toddy shout out. You know, like, these are OGs who showed up for this. I feel like we had some deep cut references. By the way, we had former guest of the show Peter Harmon submit for this. I'm aware of that because we got the email.
Yep.
However, there were two distinct rappers who reference Peter Harmon.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
What's interesting is you're going to pick you are more in the dark here.
Okay.
Number one, the ending with Mr. Snackers.
I mean,
to me was incredible.
It was tight. Tight flow, ended on the beat. I like that.
Number two had some wild moments. You shout out the Busta Rhymes, "You Too Can Be Famous" line, which delighted us both.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Number three, maybe
a lot of great soda refs as well in number two.
Maybe number three, my favorite line in all of them as a single one-off that my chill pipe won't reach.
Love that.
Unreal.
Loved it. Love that the Nutcracker. I mean, just following through, this could kind of get some diehard level debates of, is it a Christmas song? Just talking about Nutcrackers. Obviously, these are beach drinks, as you all know.
But I'm saying all of this, I actually now have a winner in my heart. JoJo, do we go to the chat now?
In the chat, any votes? Any votes for – it looks like we've got a couple. We've got a few people shouting out number four. Yeah. I have to say, number four, I said this a minute ago, but a lot of pandering, which some judges don't love.
Well, okay, here's the thing.
But
– we were going on show – show references are important, and number four smashes it out of the fucking park.
It went through the whole family.
And the number
of podcasts, it shouted out you as the beat maker. Now, I did appreciate that. We got a lot of shout outs in this. A little ego stroke goes a long way. Number four, reference the car you drive. Does that bother you or is that a good thing?
Wow. Okay, if I'm going to circle back on these, number one and number four, here's how I rated them both. Mm-hmm. For flow, they both got fours.
Mm, yes.
For content, they both got fours. For creativity, they both got fours. And for show references, they both got fives. One could...
Okay.
One could argue that number one was early in my voting, that maybe that show reference... Number four outshines it on the show reference scale.
Yes. If you're going to revisit it strictly on number of references, it laps it, unfortunately.
I mean, listen, you're going to have to call it. I think there is a clear winner here, though.
I think we can go to the audience vote to break any ties, since, as I mentioned, I neglected to write down any scores because I decided I was going to wait till the end out of fairness. And then I couldn't remember really what I thought about the, I made some notes about each of them. Number three was the only one that included an exclamation point in my notes, which was just Nutcrackers to Chill Pipes exclamation point.
Unreal.
But however, I did write all the pods in number four. I got to give it to number four. It seems like everybody in the chat's pretty unanimous about number four.
It's number.
Even Mixmaster Randy is calling for number four.
It's number four. Are you ready?
Number four is our winner.
We're listening again. Let's go. Number four, you have been crowned the winner. This was submitted by none other than Peter Harmon.
Oh!
Congratulations, Peter. You are the winner. And so help me God, if you don't accept this ice wax, you're dead to us.
We'll find you. Walk it to your house. It's happening.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Big old Pete, episode 47. Let me pour some yerba mate into this turvis real quick.
I love that, too.
Let's go. Row, row on the beat.
Yeah. Oh, no. Don't call the boat po. Me, row, row, JoJo sipping cocoa in the Volvo. Okay. Sipping champagne till we're totally lame. Nobody's listening, right? But we're going insane. Mummy, ex, daddy, juice boxes, and Tang. Hold on, let me take a sip. How many other shows bring the hot sauce and the crackers? Beverage profiles with all these famous actors. Haters on an issue, but if you got something to say, hit the line 909-295-CAFE.
Okay. Hit me in the DM for that address for that ice maker.
Oh! He's asking for it. I love it. By the way, you know what we're not giving credit to?
Tell me.
This might be the only one that's also in the flow. The last month, we've had like three Brian's questions about Tang, and this was absolutely submitted before that.
Oh, interesting. Well, we have a winner. I couldn't be happier. Peter,
congratulations.
I hope you are happy. Slide into our DMs or email us.
Can we shout out the other submitters, please? Do you have?
Absolutely. I'm just going to do first names here. I'm saying Peter Harmon, though, because he literally got shouted out full name in one of the other ones, so I think it's okay.
That's fair.
Number one was from our boy Josh. Josh, incredible. Thank you so much. Number two was Matthew. Oh, my God. Solid, solid entry.
Jesus.
Number three, our boy Chris. Oh. Fantastic. Can't reach with the chill pipe. And number four was Peter and our boy Randy with that fire remix as well. Fuck. Thank you guys so, so much.
Honestly, all of you go fuck yourselves.
This was fantastic.
That was good. That was a beautiful thing. Icewalk's Ice Maker.
We did it. It got hot in here tonight, and I was here for it, and I couldn't be happier.
I agree. Want to take that quiz?
What's the quiz again?
It's a BuzzFeed quiz about, is this even real? It's time to find out which kind of hot pepper you are.
Oh, I'll do that real quick. Sure.
Okay. Do you want to share your screen? I fired the link to you.
Let me see if I can get it.
This was fucking epic. It does now. This makes me want to do.
I'm not seeing it. How did you send the link?
In the private chat.
Oh, thank you. Let me copy this link address.
Ooh, Ken is asking. We need the winner released as a single. Now that's interesting.
We can make that
happen. We can make that happen. Says Roro. Gonna need those streams.
I'm back.
Hey.
Okay, where did
I'm gonna hit another hot sauce, another little Charman.
Where did this go, by the way? Deep, deep, deep. Okay, hot sauce quiz.
The original is bomb. Okay.
Okay. What is your so am I doing you, JoJo?
You can answer for yourself and I'll answer for myself. Oh my God.
What is your favorite season? I'm a rock fall. Which genre of music do you listen to the most? Rap, rock, oldies, or metal? Of those, I'll go rap. Where would you rather go on vacation? The mountains?
Ooh.
Famous landmark, amusement park, or the beach? I'll go to the mountains.
Hmm.
Choose your ideal pet. Cat, dog, goat, or fish? I'll do dog.
Interesting.
Cayenne, baby!
And I'm a habanero!
You're an habanero?
I'm a well-rounded and rich with experience. I have a bold and vibrant personality, but also sometimes act without thinking.
Wow.
What does yours say?
You're no stranger to the spotlight and generally feel comfortable at the center of attention. You excel at storytelling and making others laugh.
Holy shit. These guys know how to quiz.
That's so fun. All right, well, now's a part of the show, one of my favorite parts of the show, and that part of the show is called
Brian's Question.
When we started the show, my brother-in-law sent us 100 questions. We rebooted the show, and he sent us 100 more. This week's question is Fresca versus Squirt. What is the reigning king of grapefruit soda?
Oh, there's an answer, Brian.
Why do I not consider Squirt a grapefruit soda? Am I crazy? Is Squirt a grapefruit soda?
Absolutely. They probably call it a citrus soda because I think grapefruit's probably divisive. But it and Fresca taste very similar. He's right to pair them together.
Okay. I'm just going to have to go with my gut here. I have an answer.
Go ahead.
Squirt.
That's correct. That's fucking correct. Can I tell you why?
Please.
It is unequivocally the right answer. Because Fresca is a secret diet soda. It's sugar-free. It's got aspartame in it. And certainly head-to-head, you could taste it. Squirt is refreshing, sweet, delicious. I love a squirt. And you can clip that.
Clip it. All right, nailed it.
What?
Well, JoJo.
We got people in the chat fighting for Fresca out here.
Oh, yeah, no, we don't have time for that.
We do not.
Well, this was a delight. JoJo, thank you as always. Listeners, thank you guys as always. If you are here on the stream tonight, extra, extra thank you.
Thank you to our submitters.
Yeah, incredible.
Our rappers.
Like, everybody that entered the contest, truly, truly, you brought us so much joy, and I imagine you brought all the listeners joy, too. I can't imagine you didn't, but you really delighted our hearts. So thank you all. Mm. And that's all I got. JoJo, you have anything?
Hey, I'm on the latest episode of the One Sure Thing podcast with Elizabeth.
My wife Elizabeth's new show. It's
about death. It is very sad, but I enjoyed doing it. It was a blast, and a really lovely fan community already supporting that. But if you haven't listened to it, you are welcome to.
Check it out. I listened this morning, and it is a beautiful conversation. Definitely a different podcast.
Very different podcast.
But amazing. All right.
That's all I have.
All right. Well, on that note, y'all.
Go look yourself.